Although much of the tragedy remains shrouded in mystery, a clue emerged from the doomed Airbus's cockpit voice recorder that could point to a bomb.
A noise was heard in the last second of the CVR recording.
While further analysis continues, a claim of responsibility is repeated on social media.
With God's help, the fighters of the caliphate managed to down the Russian plane over Sinai.
U.S. lawmakers are reaching their own conclusions.
I am almost ready to conclude that it was ISIS, that it was either ISIS or an ISIS affiliate.
ISIS has now fully eclipsed Al-Qaeda as the gravest terrorist threat in the world.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says Islamic State appears to have discovered a vulnerability in international aviation that requires urgent attention.
ISIS may have concluded that the best way to defeat airport defenses is not to go through them, but to go around them with the help of somebody on the inside. And if that's the case, I think there are probably at least a dozen airports in the region and beyond that are vulnerable to the same kind of approach.
Schiff said European and U.S. international carriers could be at particular risk. At major U.S. airports, screening procedures have been boosted in recent days. Meanwhile, Russia and Britain have suspended flights to Egypt as the probe of the Metrojet disaster continues. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.